President Biden this past Wednesday announced that his administration will require, that means mandate, that nursing home staff be vaccinated against COVID-19 as a condition of those facilities to keep getting federal Medicare and Medicaid funding. He unveiled this new policy in a White House address as the administration keeps looking for ways to use mandates to boost up the vaccine rate. Biden said if you visit, live, or work in a nursing home, you should not be at a high risk for contracting COVID-19 from unvaccinated employees. New mandate in the form of a forthcoming regulation that will be issued by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That could take effect as soon as next month. Problem is, we have hundreds of thousands of nursing home workers who are not vaccinated, this is according to federal data, despite those facilities bearing the huge brunt of the early outbreak and their workers being among the first in the country to be eligible for shots. Just as a example, in New Jersey, we have better than 90% of nursing home residents who have been vaccinated, while less than 60% of the staffs have been. We're also seeing a growing list of companies mandating, not requesting, but mandating vaccinations. I'm not going to go through all of them, but just to bounce through a few here, just to give you a little example of how they're implementing this idea. Amtrak is requiring all of its 17,500 employees be fully vaccinated by November 1st or submit to weekly COVID testing. Starting October 4th, all new hires will also be required to get vaccinated against the virus. Citigroup announced back on August 11th that employees will need to get vaccinated before coming back to the offices. Employees at offices in New York City, Chicago, Boston, D.C., Philadelphia will be expected to return at least 2 days a week, and vaccination is required starting September 13th. Equinox, that's a SoulCycle owner and luxury fitness company, they announced beginning of this month, they'll require members, riders, employees to provide a one-time proof of vaccination to enter their facilities and offices. That's starting in New York City next month. Goldman Sachs, since June 10th, the investment bank's employees have been mandated to report their vaccination status. Yes, they can do that in order to enter the office. Unvaccinated employees will have to wear masks and undergo weekly testing. Looking at what Lyft is doing, they started beginning this month to have corporate employees be mandated to show proof of vaccination in order to get into the offices. They also announced that the company is delaying a full return to their offices until February of next year. Morgan Stanley, only vaccinated employees are allowed in the New York area offices. That's at least at this time. New York Times told staff members via email they'll be requiring proof of vaccination for those who want to go into the office voluntarily. Employees are also told that the Times would be pushing back its full office return from September 7th to a date to be determined. With Twitter, they're requiring employees to be vaccinated and show proof of that before voluntarily returning to the company's offices in San Francisco and New York. You can't work from home for as long as you want, though. With Tyson Foods, the meat and poultry producer, they announced back on August 3rd that they're requiring the U.S. corporate workforce to be vaccinated by October 1st and all other employees by November 1st, making it the largest U.S. food company to put that mandate into place. They're also going to give $200 to frontline team members who get the shot. Hey, nothing wrong with bribery when it's for a good cause. Walgreens, the pharmacy giants, you would imagine, is requiring workers in their U.S. support offices to be fully vaccinated by September 30th. Those who do not want to follow this rule will have to undergo COVID testing. Store associates have to wear masks regardless of vaccination status. Walmart said that corporate associates, managers, new hires have to get their shot by October 4th unless they have an approved exception. And just this past week too now, if you're a shopper at Walmart, they had their employees in the stores go back to mask wearing. If you're a shopper, you have to go back to a mask to go into a Walmart too. Add to this how regional and local businesses of all industries nationwide are also instituting COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Maybe where you work is one of those places. If not, well, the likelihood is increasing rapidly. It will soon be. The My Body, My Choice vaccine deniers still take their stand against being vaccinated and claim that the HIPAA law prevents your boss from asking about your vaccination status. No, it doesn't. We talked about that not too long ago. You can check out that audio over on our website. Private companies are free to set conditions of employment as long as they don't violate existing state and federal laws. Any legal expert will tell you that. And there is no federal law prohibiting companies from requiring vaccines, by the way. Then there are those who say that the boss can fire them or, they'll just quit and go on unemployment. That's you. You're making a big assumption that you'll be eligible. Jennifer Chenal, who's a professor of law at Vanderbilt University, said, employees are usually barred from getting unemployment benefits if they quit or if the employer had cause for termination. Labor and employment attorney Charles Krugel added to that, said, there are some common standards that undergird unemployment eligibility throughout the country. If employees are fired for violating a known workplace policy and were treated the same as their peers, they're unlikely to get unemployment benefits. Example, if an employee refused to follow company's dress code and got fired, you would not be eligible for unemployment. Now, on the flip side of all that, pending bill in Tennessee includes a provision that prohibits denying unemployment benefits if an employee quits because of a vaccine requirement. Other states are doing this too. Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Indiana, Michigan, among other states. Now, I don't want to lay a heavy load on the COVID-19 vaccine deniers. If that's you, I'm actually here to help you. No, I am. Just to prepare you for what your immediate future holds, I want you to listen to this sentence and commit it to memory because you will be hearing it very soon. Ready? We wish you all the best in your future endeavors.